you know, wow, I am fumbling over my words tonight. We're going to start off with a bit of a classic, an easy choice maybe, but this is Roses by Kanye West.
I know it's past visiting hours, but can I please give her these flowers? The doctor don't want to take procedures. He claimed my heart can't take the anesthesia. It'll send a body into a seizure. The little thing by the hospital bed, it'll stop beeping. Hey chick, I'm at a loss for words. What do you say at this time? Remember when I was 9? Tell her everything gonna be fine, but I be lying. The family crying, they want her to live, and she trying. I'm arguing like, what kind of doctor can we find? You know the best medicine go to people that's paid. If Magic Johnson got a cure for AIDS, and all the broke motherfuckers passed away, you telling me if my grandma's in the NBA, right now she'd be okay. But since she was just a secretary, worked for the church for 35 years, things supposed to stop right here. My grandfather trying to pull it together. He's strong. That's where I get my confidence from. Asked the nurse, did you do the research? She asked me, can you sign some t-shirts? Bitch, is you smoking reefer? You don't see that we hurt, but still.
I smile.
My heart beat, beat, beat. If she gon' pull through, we gon' find out soon. But right now she sleep, sleep, sleep. My mama say, they say, she could pass away any day. Hey chick, what these doctors know anyway? Let me see the x-rays. I ain't no expert, I'm just hurt. Cousin Kim took off of work. Plus my aunt Shirley, aunt Beverly, aunt Clay, and aunt Jean. So many aunties, we could have an auntie team. Feel like A. Marie, it's just one thing. When they said that she made it, you see the eyes gleam. I think we at an all-time high. To get there, we run, we fly, we drive. Cause with my family, we know where home is. So instead of sending flowers, we the roses.
Was Roses by Kanye West off of his album Late Registration. Great song, great album. We're gonna move on to another album that's probably maybe a future classic, who knows. This is off Kendrick Lamar's newest album Damn, and this is the song Duckworth, another song with a great story.
Darling, I told you.
thoughts, children listening is deep. See, once upon a time inside the niggas and garden projects, the object was to process and digest poverty's dialect. Adaptation inevitable, gun violence, crack spot, federal policy.
The following program is
drug professionals. Anthony was the oldest of seven, well respected, calm and collected. Laughing and joking made life easier. Hard times, mama on crack. A 4-year-old telling his nanny he needed her. His family history, pimping and banking. He was meant to be dangerous. Clacked him a grip and start slanking. 15, scraping up his jeans with quarter pieces. Even got some air from a smoker last weekend. Dodger policeman working for his big homie. Smart town hustler graduated to a brick on him. $10,000 out of for project housing. That's on the daily. Seen his first meal, 20 years old. Had a couple of babies. Had a couple of shooters. Caught a murder case. Fingerprints on the gun, they're assuming. But witnesses couldn't prove it. That was back when he turned his back and they killed his cousin. He beat the case and went back to hustling. Bird shuffling, Anthony rang. The first in the projects with the two-tone Mustang. That 5.0 thing. They say 5-0 came. Circling parking lots and parking spots and hopping out while harassing the corner blocks. Crooked cops told Anthony he should kick it. He brushed him off and walked back to the Kentucky Fried Chicken. See, at this chicken spot there was a light-skinned nigga that talked a lot with a curly top and a gap in his teeth. He worked the window, his name was Ducky. He came from the streets to Robert Taylor home, Southside Project Chirac. The Terror Dome, drove to California with a woman on him and $500. They had a son hoping that he'd see college. Hustling on the side with a 9-to-5 to freak it. Cadillac severely ride his son around on weekends. 3-piece special with his name on his shirt pocket. Cross the street from the projects, Anthony planned to rob it. Stuck up the place before back in 84. That's when affiliation was really 8 years of war. So many relatives telling us, selling us, devilish work, scaling us, crime, intelligent, felonious, prevalent proposition with nines. Ducky was well aware, they robbed the manager and shot a customer last year. He figured he'd get on these niggas' good sides. Free chicken, every time Anthony posted in line. 2 extra biscuits, Anthony liked them and then let them slide. They didn't kill him, in fact it looked like they're the last to survive. Pay attention, that one decision changed both of their lives. One curse at a time, reverse to manifest the good karma. And I tell you why, you take 2 strangers and put them in random predicaments. Give them a soul so they can make their own choices and live with it. 20 years later, them same strangers you make them meet again. Inside recording studios where they reaping their benefits. Then you start reminding them about that chicken incident. Whoever thought the greatest rapper would be from coincidence? Because if Anthony killed Ducky, Top Dog could be serving life while I grow up without a father and die in a gunfight.
Now fuck in the eyes, need now for that the world.
Now look at the rest of the
So I was taking a walk the other day.
The closing lines to that song are just so powerful, so incredible. Whoever thought the greatest rapper would be from coincidence? Because if Anthony killed Ducky, Top Dog could be serving life while I grew up without a father and die in a gunfight. If you don't know the story, it's of how Kendrick's father, Ducky, worked at a KFC and always gave a little bit of extra chicken to a certain gangster that would come in quite often. And that guy turned out to be Top Dog. And when he stuck up the KFC, he didn't kill Kendrick's father. And then later they met and realized, hey, if something had gone differently, maybe there would be no Kendrick Lamar. Crazy. Insane. That's off Kendrick Lamar's newest album, Damn. Up next, we're going to play another song with another powerful, pretty dark story from the streets. This is Me and Jesus the Pimp in a 79 Granada Last Night by The Coop.
As he rolled up the horticulture, ignited it and said, I hope the vapors don't insult you. What I replied, denied, but I mixed some weed and hop. His head was nine up and down like he agreed a lot. Boy said we need a plot. I could plot, let's lead a spot. Hopped in the Granada, he's impressed by the beat. I got his name is Jesus, but his pimp name is Jesus. Slapped a hoe to pieces with his plastic prosthesis. Nigga, don't you know that I'm your daddy, said he. This is true, plus he schooled me for my Mackin degree. Never flee, try not to flee, make niggas pee when you stick around. It's man my mama had found, taught me to put it down. I press the gas to the ground to show that I'm a hound. Make sure they gear up a sound, it's heard throughout the town. 30 years ago, Jesus could pull a hoe quick, but now we 50 and his belly hang lower than his dick. Philosophy that he spit, stuck in my memory chip. And now we putting in a disc of Gladys Knight in the pit. And then that shit starts to skip. He said somebody must have scratched it, put the 40 to his lips and brought the contents down the hatchet. Now since my adolescence, cause of his pimp lessons, smacked my woman in the dental just for asking silly questions. Relationship reduction, either rock the box or such. Ain't got no close partner, social. I can't function from the penny with scribe on how to survive. Don't be Microsoft, be Macintosh with a hard drive. Used to tell me all the time to keep a bitch broke. Did I mention that my mama was his number one hoe? Clunked a 40 on the floor and placed his palm on the dash and wheezed out, come on man, make this motherfucker mash. Ain't gon' mash too fast, cause my tags ain't right. Me and Jesus the pimp in the 79 Granada last night. Drop your jaw, sparkling like sequins on the transvestite at Mardi Gras. There's beauty in the cracks of the cement. When I was five, I hopped over them wherever we went to prevent whatever it was that could break my mama's back. Little did I know that it would roll up in a Cadillac. And matter of fact, she couldn't see him like a cataract. And on the track, she went from beautiful to battle axe. And back at home, she would cry into her pillow, vomit in the commode. I was 6 years old, I would crawl onto her lap and we would hug and hold. Never knew how she was suffering from my food and clothes. She asked me what I thought of Jesus when he broke off some bread. I said he missing an arm, and he seemed like a peepee head. She said don't cut, and my teeth to go brush, and get ready for bed, and the toilet to flush. With tears in mama's eyes, I was her everything. Before she went out on a stroll, she tucked me into bed and sing. I see the red and white lights as the ambulance flies. Reminds me of midnight in a dope fiend's eyes. And my 9-year-old self as paramedics leave. Left to bawl my eyes out on a neighbor's sleep. To give illustrations that are clear and clean, I'll take you 2 hours back before this scene. Early in the morning when the sun starts to creep, when the birds start to chirp and crack heads go to sleep. Moms was coming in, I heard her keys go clink. Wearing nothing but pumps, bikini and fake mink. Even though she served for $50 a pop, hardly had enough for rent after Jesus recocked. That day the landlady got a rent before we got his knot. Slammed mama's head against the front boat lock. Then the pimp with one arm done horn reached back and plowed into her head like a farm. Never saw the act locked in the back, I was cussing. Heard the black blap of 20 head crack percussion. And body blows, her body broke from low lows to the spine. I was hysterically crying, all she could do was whine. She didn't even have the strength to say I love you boo. But I said it to her, and she knew that I knew. She was dead by the time the ambulance got on the case. But I never will forget the plastic hand stuck in her face. Stop at the intersection to ask Jesus about directions. Go to Frisco, I got very friendly vocal inflections. Mama left at MacArthur to continue in flight. Me and Jesus the pimp in the 79 Granada last night. The raindrop giant pearls, God was pissing on the world. Or that old man who was snoring rode on over an Earl. My temperature gauge, red, cold, and blistering. Spinning wheels made a piece of asphalt history. This was Jesus' debut out the penitentiary. 15 years, but it seemed like a century. See, he went in the pen for some other murder drama. 12 years old, I wrote him, quote, I wanna be a pimp, comma. You accidentally killed my mom's, no player Haitian points. We know how bitches act, shit, exclamation point. At first it was a set of moves, then it was the truth. His letters were the only friend that I had as a youth. But his lopsided games, he was really counterfeit. So my little son, Dominic, thinks that I'm a dick. cause I was running around like a little baby Jesus. To me, women had to be saints, hoes, and skeezers. And I don't think that it's gonna end till we make revolution. But who gon' make the shit if we worship prostitution? Ain't no women finna die for the same old conclusion. Put their life on the line so some other pimp can use them. Pulled into a vacant lot, the road to recovery. Pulled out my pistol as we brushed against the shrubbery. Jesus said, why the hell you pointing the gap? So I pulled a piece of game I could use out the hat. I said, this trip is over, we ain't finna ride on. This is for my mental and my mama that I cried on. Microsoft motherfuckers let bygones be bygones. But since I'm Macintosh, I'ma double click your icon. He struggled for life, then gave up the fight. Me and Jesus the pimp in the 79 Granada last night.
Broken up. What niggas need to do is start looking up and build more info. They selfin' the shape of the nigga you love to hate.
What's up? This is DJ Jazzy Jackal. You're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO, Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Right now, we are listening to some storytelling songs. Not necessarily hip-hop, but mostly hip-hop. That was just some Ice Cube. I don't know if I can read the title of that song on air or really off air either. Now we're going to take a little trip across the pond over to England. I think definitely a lot of very interesting hip-hop is coming out of... Can you call it hip-hop? A lot of interesting hip-hop is coming out of hip-hop is coming out of England right now. So we're going to play a few songs by some English artists. The first one we're going to go with is a song M-E-N, that's Men, by Bugsy Malone. Here we go.
Bugsy Malone, you know, Mr. Snowman on production. Watch this, I got a brand new 3-bedroom crib with spotlights in the ceiling, it's sick. Got a beanbag in the computer room, all I need now is Grand Theft Auto 6. Got an office and everything cocaine white. In the morning it can get too bright, but it doesn't affect me these days, cause I've been staying up way too deep in the night, thinking about before it all went bad. Before the day I met my real dad, before I knew about money and bills, and now they both made my mum get sad. Sat counting about 25 bags, I'm running out of elastic bands. Cause it turns out, when you make money on the road, there's nothing you can do with the cash. So I jump in the S-line driving fast, hope I don't bump into my stepdad. Could he say mental abuse is worse than physical abuse, and I wanna get him back, but I don't wanna do another custodial sentence in a 4x4 pad. And I gotta take this time to apologize to my best friend, cause we almost crashed. Let me try and explain, it's intricate because I never been playing, it's intimate because I never contacted a counselor to get rid of this pain. I walk with it and now I'm going insane, losing control of my own brain, watching documentaries on serial killers and feeling I can relate. Did you find that strange? Yeah, okay. Well, let me get this straight. If I do a life sentence or I don't make it, it's cause I could not handle the pain. I don't wanna hear nobody complain about that's good talent gone to waste. Cause if I didn't go through what I went through, then you would've never downloaded my mixtape. So let me confide in you. Let me get it off my chest. Turns out no matter how many tracks I make, I still can't handle the stress. But I don't watch all the indirects. True say man might see me as a threat, I don't mind going out as a legend, as long as I'm known as Manchester's best. So picture the scene, I'm sitting in my corner sofa in peace, until I got a call. Have you seen yourself in the papers? You wanted by the police. And I was like, what? And it was hot. But do you wanna know what was a lot? The night before was the night that I went on Twitter, I had a direct message from Slough, just my luck. Let me do a Vincent Van Gogh, cause you know I paint pictures with words, and I still not published one book. I was in Panacea trying to get to the bar, and my man didn't wanna let me pass, push me into a family of brothers. Before you knew it, I'd already been crap. But let me remind these fools, into the devil I turn. They step back, I step forward, play with fire and you're gonna get burned. But I must apologize in advance, cause I didn't want it to end so bad. See what happened from there was loose. I was in the Manchester Evening News, it said he got violently attacked outside in a taxi, he was whacked and could have died. But that's how you know what the papers tried, it was self-defense, that's a blatant lie. I'm stereotyped, and do you wanna know why? I'm a different guy. When I was about 8, my mom moved to an area that was heavily white. I was in school looking like Wesley Snipes, Ben Sherman's in a second-hand bike, feeling like a donut cause I'd already been stabbed by the time I was year 9. Mum didn't want me to see my side, told me that too many people died. Between like 91 and 99 there was a gang war and violent crime. My uncle's face got tore out by the pellets of a shotgun like Frankenstein. I was sat with him in an M3 that could do 0-60 in 4.5, one hand holding the steering wheel, moving quicker than a Batmobile, driving around cheating real when I was about 9, back when the hood was real. A villain taking securical boxes and I don't care if it's hot. They don't mean Russell Crowe when they mention the gladiator in the gang war book. The first guy that I ever looked up to, he was like Batman without a suit. Now it's my turn to try and put Manny on the map, I just hope I can do it like you. Hope I can get 1 million views, hope that I never get caught with food. Hope that Charlie can breathe alright in the smoke, cause I set fire to the booth. And when I realised the grime was English hip hop, forget about all the tunes, forget the playlist, I wanna go down in history like Tutankhamun. Bugsy Malone, leave that playing. I dedicate this one to Dane, my little cousin. Didn't make it. Rest in peace, fam. I'll see you soon, my brother.
So that was Bugsy Malone. The song is M-E-N. It is a contraction. Wow. What is that called? Anyway, it's got periods in between each of the letters. So Bugsy Malone's currently on tour with the next act that we're going to play, and that is Stormzy. And we're going to listen to his song 100 Bags. So this is some English hip-hop. Some may call it grime, some call it hip-hop. Who really knows? It's kind of a fine line between the two of them. I think the difference is in the beats per minute, something like that. But yeah, we're listening to storytelling songs, so we're taking to some songs that tell great stories out of England for now. And now, let's listen to 100 Bags by Stormzy.
Hello, my son. Good morning. I bet you are still sleeping. I just want to bless you this morning. May the God of Jehovah bless you, guide you, protect you, everything you are doing. May the God lead you as he lead the Israelite to their promised land. God will lead you far. My son, I'm blessing you this morning. God will lead you far. Okay? Just put your trust and hope and everything in him, and he will take care of everything. Okay, God richly bless you in Jesus' name. Have a blessed day, my lovely son. God bless you.
Amen. Yeah. Your son did good, mom. Swear down when your son did good, mom. No, I used to run around with a butch, mum. But I promise I was doing what I could, mum. Now I made a little change, that was good, mum. I was saying I'ma get you out the hood, mum. Take a selfie, show them how you look, mum. Flex on them, let them know that we're good, mum. See, back then I was bumping cabs. South of the Thames, where I come from's mad. Done some dirt and I ain't too proud that you living on a road where your son got stabbed. Man, I had you in a station, your son got nabbed. Tough luck, just mums, no dads. And we all know growing up in London's mad. Mummy ain't never seen 100 bags. So let them all know that my mumsy's glad. Yeah, I bought mumsy a pad. Yeah, like mumsy your bad. Garney and Queen, let them know that you're back. Oh, mummy ain't never seen 100 bags. Now I'm like mum, buy 100 bags. Be right here whenever you need me. I need you to know that your son's got your back. Like mum, I owe you everything, can you believe that? Everything, come and repeat that. And when I make a song, you give me feedback. I want you plant the seeds and then you reap that. Made a little money from trees, I let you keep that. Hid drugs, but you probably couldn't see that. Young thug, missing collie like an idiot. Fucked up, saying sorry like I'm three stacks. Man, I just hope you can play this. All the times that you worked on a late shift, just to see you come short on your payslip. Always in and out of beef with the bailiffs. Now I'm on the playlist, yeah, where I come from's bad. Same old shit, just mums, no dads. And we all know growing up in London's mad. Mummy ain't never seen 100 bags, so let them know that my mumsy's glad. Yeah, I bought mumsy a pad. Yeah, like mumsy your bad. Garney and Queen, let them know that you're back. Oh, mummy ain't never seen 100 bags. Now I'm like mum, buy 100 bags. Be right here whenever you need me. I need you to know that your son's got your back. Look.
Mama, save it all for you. Listen to the words I say. No more broken promises. I promise this, I'll save it all for you. Mama, save it all for you. Listen to the words I say. No more broken promises. No more broken promises, I swear. 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 No more broken promises.
Mommy, I ain't never seen 100 bags. Now I'm not mum by 100 bags. Never seen 100 bags. Now I'm like mum by 100 bags. I know you ain't never seen 100 bags. Now I'm like mum by 100 bags. And I'll be right here whenever you need me. I need you to know that your son's got your back, I swear.
That was the song 100 Bags by the artist Stormzy out of England. We're going to keep going on our theme of storytelling music, but we're going to stray away from the hip-hop side of things. This is Freeform Radio, after all. Did I mention that I'm DJ Jazzy Jack, and you're listening to 91.5 WMFO, Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. I love to say that. If anyone wants to call in and bring any suggestions, if you want to request any tracks, or just talk about music as storytelling, then please call in at 855-915-WMFO or 9636. Our next song is going to be a pretty clear storytelling song. Sometimes it's a little bit hard to understand when there's a story in music, but this one's it's a bit more in your face. Not that that's a bad thing. I feel like that came off almost a little judgmental, but not what we meant at all. This is an Irish artist by the name of Luca Bloom. We're going to listen to the song No Matter Where You Go. There You Are, an important message.
Sing to you of a carpenter, a Muslim man. He was forced to join an army. He chose to leave his land. He was born in Northern Africa, with the deserts all around. He loved his innocent childhood in the bosom of a desert town. Muhammad left Algeria, his family and his friends, knowing he would never see his loved ones ever again. You must go, follow your star, no matter where you go, there you are. No matter where you go, there are you. So don't let go of what you know to be true. Muhammad went to Amsterdam, to Paris and to Rome. Nowhere in these cities did Muhammad feel at home. He'd walk the streets into the night, throwing out wood to fight, making wooden boxes occupied his mind. Little wooden boxes in a line on Muhammad's stand, bringing food and shelter to a Muslim man. You must go, follow your star, no matter where you go, there you are. No matter where you go, there are you. So don't let go of what you know to be true. One summer's day in Paris, he heard a haunting sound of a lonesome Irish fiddle. He let his tools fall down. Looking up, he could not see the man whose music filled this place, but he knew his heart was breaking and the tears rolled down his face. Muhammad walked until he saw the man with a fiddle to his chin. He stood and let the music glow underneath his skin. He felt longing for Algeria and loving for this song, how the music of a stranger helps a dreamer move along. And the carpenter and the fiddler became the best of friends, and Muhammad lives in Galway where the music never ends. You must go, follow your star, no matter where you go, there you are. No matter where you go, there are you. So don't let go of what you know to be true. By the Tlada in the evening, you might see this southern man selling boxes, toys and fiddles made with Muslim hands. Don't you feel no pity, nor think he is alone, for the music in his spirit is his shelter and his home. Muhammad's fire ignited with the ancient jigs and reels. He sometimes chants in Arabic across the Galway fields. Prayers blow to Muhar, out to the Atlantic Sea, and echo to Algeria, to the land he had to flee. You must go, follow your star, no matter where you go, there you are. No matter where you go, there are you. So don't let go of what you know to be true. A woman in Algeria, she looks across the sand, hears a loved one's prayer from a distant land.
operator, or could you help me place this call? See, the number on the matchbook is old and faded. Living in LA with my best old ex-friend Ray. Gosh, you said you knew well and sometimes hated. But isn't that the way they say it goes? Well, let's forget all that and give me the number if you can find it, so I can call just to tell them I'm fine and to show it well. I only wish my words could just convince myself that it just wasn't real, but that's not the way it feels.
Just listen to the song Operator, That's Not the Way It Feels by Jim Croce, another example of beautiful storytelling in music. The song before that was No Matter Where You Go, There You Are by Luca Bloom, an Irish artist, with a song with a really important message, especially in this political climate, I'll say. Our next song is a song by Simon and Garfunkel. This is Richard Corey. It's a song based off of a poem of the same name, and let's just play the song first. Let's do that. This is Richard Corey by Simon and Garfunkel.
They say that Richard Corey owns one half of this whole town, with political connections to spread his wealth around. Society, a banker's only child, he had everything a man could want, power, grace and style. But I work in his factory, and I curse the life I'm living, and I curse my poverty, and I wish that I could be
Richard Corey. The papers print his picture almost everywhere he goes. Richard Corey at the opera, Richard Corey at a show, and the rumor of his parties and the orgies on his yacht. Oh, he surely must be happy with everything he's got. But I work in his factory, and I curse the life I'm living, and I curse my poverty, and I wish that I could be. Richard Corey. He freely gave to charity. He had the common touch, and they were grateful for his patronage, and they thanked him very much. So my mind was filled with wonder when the evening headlines read Richard Corey went home last night and put a bullet through his head. But I work in his factory, and I curse the life I'm living, and I curse my poverty, and I wish that I could be. Oh, I wish that I could be. Oh, I wish that I could be Richard Corey.
That was Richard Corey by Simon & Garfunkel off of their album Sounds of Silence. I'm not sure if you can really call anything out of Simon & Garfunkel's catalog a deep cut, but I want to give that one a shot. It's based off of a poem of the same name, a narrative poem written by Edwin Arlington Robinson. It's from the very late 2000, really from the year 1900, it's from 1897, and it was during a bit of an economic downfall in American Times. He was a very reclusive writer from Maine, and that poem and the song, they both tell the story and give the feelings of a lot of American people at the time. Great example of the power of storytelling through music and through writing in that poem. Up next, we're going to listen to a song by Al Stewart. I think really an artist that gets so often overlooked. Really one of the, definitely one of the greats of our times. I'm not sure why he's not considered on the same levels as artists such as Simon & Garfunkel or Elton John and the likes. This is a song called The Last Day of June, 1934, off of Al Stewart's album Past, Present, and Future.
The morning is humming, it's quarter past nine. I should be working down on the fines, yeah, but I'm lying here with a good friend of mine, watching the sun in her hair. I pick the grapes from the hills to the sea. The fields of France are a home to me, yeah, but today, lying here, such a good place to be. I can't go anywhere. And as we slip in and out of embrace, like some old and familiar place, reflecting all of my dreams in a face like before. On the last day of June 1934. Just out of Cambridge, in a narrow country lane, a bottle green Bentley in the driving rain, slips and skids round a corner, goes straight again, heads up the drive to the door. The lights of the party shine over the fields, while lovers and dancers watch Catherine wheels and argue reality. Is digging their heels in a world that's finished with war. summer blows into the streets, past the tramps in the alleyways, the rich in silk sheets. You're a fly sleeping, you feel heartbeats through the floor. On the last day of June 19, on the night that Ernst Röhm died, voices rang out in the rolling Bavarian hills. Swept through the cities and danced in the gutters, grown strong like the joining of wills. Oh, I could wave like a roar in the distance, in moonlight carved out of steel. Than your love. I sit here now by the banks of the Rhine, dipping my feet in the cold stream of time, and I know I'm a dreamer, I know I'm out of line with the people I see everywhere. The couples pass by me, they're looking so good, their arms around each other, they head for the woods. They don't care who Ernst Röhm was, no reason they should, just a shadow that hangs in the air. But I thought I saw him cross over the hill with a whole ghostly army of men at his heel, and struck in the moment, it seemed to be real, like before. On the last day of June 1934.
When the photographs you're taking now are taken down again, when the heavy clouds that hide the sun have gone, the millions of us on the hill, from the start to Land's End, when photographs you're taking now are taken now, present.
This is a precious opportunity. Be aware of the photographs you are taking now.
We are flying over black sands in a glass aeroplane, crashing in slow motion in another cityscape game, where the feeling is supernatural, like passing into other worlds that end in dissolution when the mothership it explodes. When the photographs you're taking are taken down again, when the heavy clouds that hide the sun have gone, the millions of us on the hills, from the start to Land's End, when photographs on over to the Church of John Coltrane. 8 hours
concept with freedom taking cocaine in the patent courts of nature. All is but a vanity, and the metronome that defeats you is the monochrome that you see. When the
you are listening to Photographs You Are Taking Now by Damon Albarn, who is much more well known in the United States as a member of the Gorillaz, who just released an album recently. I guess you could say by playing this is sort of a tribute to that. I haven't actually listened to the new Gorillaz album yet, but I've heard it's decent. Maybe not their best, but I think with all Gorillaz projects, you kind of pick out the few best songs that you love, and then the rest of it's just, I wouldn't say filler, but it's just not the same. We're gonna play the song In the Aeroplane Over the Sea by Neutral Hotel next. I hope you enjoy.
What a beautiful face I have found in this place that is circling all around the sun. What a beautiful dream that could flash on the screen in a blink of an eye and be gone from me. Soft and sweet, let me hold it close and keep it here with me. And one day we will die and our ashes will fly from the air. But for now we are young, let us lay in the sun and count every beautiful thing we can see. Love to be in the arms of all I'm keeping here with me.
This is DJ Jazzy Jackal. You've been listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. We started out with some old school hip hop. We went through the history of hip hop a bit. We moved up to modern times and listened to some great songs with great storytelling. And then we moved out of that realm a bit. And you just listened to In the Aeroplane Over the Sea by Neutral Milk Hotel. Our next song is going to be Boy's Age. This is by our next song will be Postcards Holidays by Boys Age. This is a song I've been somewhat obsessed with recently.
Now at 11 p.m., according to the WMFO digital clock, you are in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford.